Episode 117. In today's episode, Cara from Firefish Software returns with an excellent blog article called Content Marketing 101. And they're experts in content marketing down at Firefish. They just do it so well. I also share with you a technique that I use to help you think of some blog ideas for your business.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This podcast was originally focused on online marketing and social media. However, the guest bloggers that we have on the show have a whole range of expertise in the world of business. And we've now sort of morphed into a show that's specifically for the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We cover a whole range of topics and tools and techniques and advice to help your business flourish. Before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Do you ever think, what on earth am I going to write about on my blog this week? Well, I thought I'd share with you one of my little secrets. If I'm having a bit of a blip, if I'm having a creative block, if I'm having a bit of a wobble, then I hop on over to a website called Quora. That's spelled Q-U-O-R-A. So what is Quora, I hear you ask? Well, Quora is a questions and answers based website where questions are created and then other people answer them and they get edited and organised by its community of users. That's what it says. So if you're business to business focused, then I guarantee there'll be people on Quora asking all sorts of questions about your industry. Let me give you an example. So I say I've just typed in content marketing into Quora and it's given me these questions that people are asking. And these questions are all good ideas that I can use as blog articles. So under content marketing, it's got, these are some of the questions people are asking. First one is, how do you measure content marketing? What are some common beginner mistakes in content marketing? What's a good content marketing analytics tool? And what's the difference between content strategy and content marketing? Now, all those questions are really good titles for perhaps blog ideas that I could be doing in the future. So have a look at that. That's Quora. That's Q-U-O-R-A. As always, I've got this in the show notes. Quora, by the way, is very much business to business focused. So if you're very much business to consumer focused, you may want to do the same sort of exercise on Yahoo Answers. That's another little technique that we use for some of our clients. By the way, we've added the link to today's show notes, which can be found at allthews.green-umbrella.biz/117.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
It's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. All of Cara's articles have proven highly successful and informative, and I always learn something new from them as well. Let me pass you over to Cara as she gives us a content marketing 101 lesson. Over to you, Cara.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Content Marketing 101, read by Christina Robinson. Everyone knows that marketing has flipped 180 in the last few years. The days of print and telemarketing are long gone, squashed by the internet with a million new online marketing options. With so many marketing factors to consider, paid advertising, SEO, email, link building and social media to name a few, I thought that for today we could just focus on one, content marketing. So without further delay, read on for the what, the why and the how. What is content marketing? Content marketing is the art of generating relevant and helpful content for your target audience in order to attract and retain customers. This could be anything from blog posts to ebooks or video content, whatever works best in your industry and for your target market. Why should I bother? Content marketing is a great way to keep your current customers engaged, as well as creating industry authority and attracting potential customers to your website. The idea is that by providing solid, relevant content to your target audience, customers will find your blog and naturally find their way back to your product or service. Not only should this steadily increase the traffic to your website, but it overcomes the ever-present barrier of trying to contact leads and customers. They'll be coming to you instead. Another advantage, and one which is particularly relevant to small businesses where the marketing budget is low, is that it can be done for free. So starting a blog and building up a bank of useful content should be top of your to-do list. This content should not only bring leads back to your website organically, but directly as you build up a subscribers list and share your posts on social media. Remember, you can also share this new content with your existing database as part of a regular newsletter or blog summary. How do I get started? A simple first step is to start a blog. Most CMSs will be capable of easily publishing content. So the next time you have an idea that you think others would be interested in, jot it down into a blog. It doesn't have to take all day. Ideally, you want to aim for around about the 600 word mark. Thereafter, the most important thing is to keep new content going out. Make a decision and commit to publishing a new blog, say once a fortnight to kick things off. The more content you build up, the more pages your business has being indexed on Google, and the more likely people are to find you. Also, having a wide selection of content on your website will encourage visitors to stay on your site for longer, which in turn is likely to increase their interest in your business. All you have to do is start dedicating a small amount of time each week to your content marketing plan, and it won't be long before you start to see the benefits. Your competitors are bound to catch on soon, if they haven't already, so do yourself a favour and start producing some great content now before you fall behind. And there you have it, Content Marketing 101. Go conquer.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for this article, Cara. I'm not 100% convinced that traditional marketing is dead, as I still believe there'll always be a market for print. However, we are consuming more and more online and on our mobile devices nowadays, so I certainly agree with you on that. Getting a content strategy right for your business is just imperative, and I admire the way that Firefish Software put together their marketing strategy. It's one of the best that I've seen out there for a long, long time. By the way, if you're in the world of recruitment, then I urge you to check out Firefish's resource page. They have all these social media books and a whole range of other books that you can just download for free. So if you want to learn a little bit more, then I definitely ask you to check them out. Also, have a look on Twitter. You can follow them on Twitter at Firefish Now. That's Firefish Now. Remember, you don't need to take any notes from today's show, as we do all the hard work for you. To read today's article in full and to check out the links to today's tool of the day, which was Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, then all you have to do is visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/117.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you soon. Bye-bye.